What's up, everyone? Welcome to the 179th episode of the Pokemon Podcast. My name is SBJ. Starting off strong tonight. And with me tonight, I have Micah.
Hello, everyone. That's all I have.
I think we're both exhausted from the stream we did.
Yeah, that took a lot more out of me than I thought it was going to.
Yeah, it was kind of... It's like one thing to... I mean, you stream all the time, so I don't want to speak for you.
Right.
But there's definitely something about like being on, being like aware and situational and like entertaining somebody for 13 hours.
Well, right. And there's a difference between what I normally do on stream, which is play a video game and like really focus and draw consistently nonstop for a like 15-hour period.
Yes.
That's the second longest I've ever streamed for. The first would be the first time I ever streamed, which was for the 2014 Extra Life event.
Oh, yeah.
Which
was
the 24-hour marathon, which took a lot out of me, too. But it was just, you know, it was playing video games and there wasn't a whole lot of, like, chat interaction because it was my first time streaming. So
right.
There was nobody in there.
We'll get to the stream in a bit. We're recording this on a Monday night, actually. A little bit weird. The stream, again, like we said, took a lot out of both of us and didn't end up recording on Sunday, and then things got mixed around tonight, so I couldn't get Travis or Will, so you got your C+ player, Michael. Oh, Michael with us. But it's good because we can reminisce about the stream in a little bit here. So a little bit of a shorter...
I'm the Bo Dallas of the Pokemon Podcast.
A little bit of a shorter show for you guys just because I am leaving on vacation in like 24 hours. So I wanted to make sure I got you guys a podcast this week. So we got a little bit of news and we're going to talk about the stream. You guys sent in some awesome emails last week, and we'll get to all those emails next week when I get back from vacation. You guys really sent in some great stuff, so I appreciate that. But let's jump right into news. Otherwise, I'm just going to end up rambling here. First bit of news here is the 2015 World Championship side events are announced. The Boston, obviously, the Worlds is in Boston this year. Will occur on August 22nd, and there's limited space for registration and stuff like that. Of course, there's a last chance qualifier. There's if you already got your invite, you're already kind of set to go. On Friday, August 21st, you're going to have your opening ceremony at 9 a.m. Your video game stuff is going to start at 9:30, and then your TCG stuff is going to start at 3 p.m. And then on Saturday, the 22nd, you're going to have TCG stuff starting at 9 a.m., video game stuff starting at noon, and then more TCG stuff starting up again at 6 p.m. And then on Sunday, you're going to have your TCG finals at 9 a.m., and then you're going to have your video game finals at 3 p.m. There are some side events throughout the day if you want to read about those or kind of get more in-depth with Worlds. That's all on Bubble News is where I'm reading that from. We'll talk more about Worlds as we get a little bit closer. Like I said, that's August 22nd. For all our South Korean listeners, I actually don't know if we have any, but Shiny Charizard is going to be distributed in a Mega Battle Festival in South Korea. That's going to take place on August 8th and August 9th. The Shiny Charizard will be holding Charizard Knight Y. It will know Overheat, Solar Beam, Focus Blast, and Roost. And, which kind of piggybacks off there was the Diancie over the weekend that you could download for Mystery Gift. I don't know if you got a chance to download that, Micah.
Oh, I did. I got my Diancie. Very, very excited.
I did it. I did it actually Monday. We're recording this on Monday night. I did it Monday at like 3 a.m., after they said it ended, and it was still there for download, so yeah.
It was still available.
Which was a huge relief because I was like kind of panicking for a little bit.
I did mine the Friday night or Saturday morning before the stream when I couldn't sleep at like 5:30 in the morning before we were supposed to stream.
What a weird download. Didn't they only do it for like 3 days?
Yeah. Was it the 24th through the 27th, I think?
Really weird.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll come back.
It is kind of weird.
How it was announced through an email? I
I
think I
don't.
remember getting an email from Pokemon saying it was downloadable. I don't recall though.
Yeah, that's how I found out about it, was the email. I didn't really see anything else on it aside from that. There was no real, like, it seemed to me at least, to sort of come out of the blue.
Yeah, usually stuff like that coincides with a movie or something.
Right. I have not played with the Deonce yet, though.
Me and my three gym badges and Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire.
I actually have been picking it up and playing it a little bit more here and there. I'm trying to do Dex stuff,
Oh,
like
sure.
Dex completion, which I know nobody else does, but
I might play a little bit that
that's what I
I
enjoy
will be
doing.
street passing in Indiana for the week.
Oh man, can you just take my DS with you
Get mad street
and
passes.
just street pass everybody for me? Yeah. I got puzzle pieces to complete,
Yeah,
man.
I only need like 200 puzzle pieces and then I'm done. Yeah,
Getting
I'm getting pretty
close.
close. Nintendo Hong Kong has announced Satay King. It's a restaurant in Hong Kong, obviously. We'll be distributing for all our Hong Kong listeners. We'll be distributing Pikachu for the first 1,250 participants every Sunday of the month for August and September. This event is only accessible to players of Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire with Japanese or Chinese consoles. The original trainer of the Pikachu is Satay King. It knows the moves Play Nice, Charm, Nuzzle, and Sweet Kiss. It holds a sweetheart item. Let's see, Satay King is a restaurant collaborating with the Pokemon Company to serve Pokemon-themed food from July 23rd to October 25th.
Why can't we get anything cool like that?
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna have to ask Andrew, our resident Japan source, what this fast food chain is all about.
Oh, it's a fast food chain.
Yeah.
See that? I didn't even. Let's just open up a Pokemon theme restaurant.
And we can serve.
Listeners, chime in if you want that to
I feel like we'd
happen.
get shut down real fast.
We'll do it. No, it'll be fine. We'll figure it out as we go.
Got some
And then
breaking.
we can be on Kitchen Nightmares and it'll be terrible.
We got some breaking U.S. news for all our U.S. listeners. Dave and Buster's has revealed that Pokken Tournament will be available in test locations for the U.S. Dave and Buster's Senior Vice President Kevin Bachus stated in a Reddit AMA, I actually didn't know this existed, that the company intended to run location test of Pokken Tournament at the U.S. chain stores. When asked where the test run will be, they said they haven't started thinking about that yet, indicating tests may or may not happen for some time. However, they mentioned that Namco prefers tests to be run near the U.S. offices in Chicago. That's actually really good news for both of us. But Dave and Buster's
Yes.
will try to convince them to test in a wide variety of locations. Since these tests are not an official launch, Dave and Buster's will not promote them at all. But we do expect, obviously, to find out where they are located.
And then a road
Yeah,
trip
and then
there.
get some steak and shake.
Promptly take a road trip.
Namco
That's
is
right.
very optimistic about Pokken Tournament. More optimistic about Pokken Tournament than they are Tekken. Pokken Tournament is a 3D fighting Pokemon game published by Bandai Namco Japan. And Dave and Buster's has 70 chains inside the United States, including one in Hawaii and one in Canada. When's the last time you've been to a Dave and Buster's?
It's been a while. I will say I'm very excited for this news because I like Tekken quite a bit, and I have a lot of friends who are pretty serious Tekken players. One of my buddies recently went to Evo and placed very, very high in the Tekken 7 competition, and then proceeded to play poker competitively, which is another thing that he does, and won like thousands of dollars. So a good weekend for him. But I'm excited to play Pokken with people. I'm not super excited to be doing it at
Yeah.
Dave and Buster's, I guess. We talked about this a little bit. Like, there's another big arcade chain called Round One, which I feel like deserves it a little bit more because it's a lot more It has a it's very large. They're very large arcades and, you know, big chain places, but it's a lot more video game oriented and less like ticket oriented the way that Dave and Buster's is, I feel like. But of course, Dave and Buster's
Yeah.
has the numbers, so
And they already,
it makes sense from a
I'm sure
business
Namco
standpoint.
has a pretty good deal with them since they do the Mario Kart stuff and everything like that.
Right.
But that's good news. That's no Wii U or any version or anything confirmed, but at least there's a very good chance that it will at least show up in the US, hopefully sooner than later.
The big question on everyone's mind is, will it be showing up at Aladdin's castles around the United
What
States?
is Aladdin's Castle?
That used to be the biggest arcade
I've
chain
never heard
of all
of
time, but I'm pretty sure none of them exist
that. Good.
anymore.
That was a terrible name.
It was amazing. Aladdin's castle is definitely worth the drive to until it no longer existed. Rest in peace.
Some Pokemon Shuffle news here. Version 1.2.8 patch has hit. That introduced a Cresselia escalation battle. So your chance to get Cresselia. It also introduced a Trium Items Wobbuffet special stage. I believe it's 10 move Wobbuffet stage, and then it lets you try any of the items that are like coins that normally you would have to spend for free. And I think it alternates. It's either one item or one different item a day or one different item a week. I can't remember. But for example, that you try Mega Start, which is 2,000 coin items. So you can see that, oh, my Mega Pokemon Mega Evolve instantly, making the stage easier. So it's like teaching you how the free to play works in the free to play, which is kind of funny because it's Wobbuffet. they also introduced a
Pretty amazing.
Blaziken competitive stage. I think it's a time stage. It was a minute long, and it just ended actually last night. A Cresselia escalation battle will be available from July 20th to August 3rd. If you get to level 100, you will get a mega speed up. And oh, so Wobbuffet is once a week. So on July 20th, it introduced Mega Start on July 27th. Disruption Delay July 3rd will show you what attack power does. And then August 10th will show you what complexity minus one does. That's about it. I think additionally, Rayquaza is supposed to show up between August 7th through August 14th. Because we've already gotten Kyogre and Groudon, so Rayquaza is next. And yeah, Pokemon Shuffle's still a thing.
It's definitely fun
It's cool. I
for
was so
a certain
mad at
amount of
myself
time, I
because
feel
of the
like.
stream. It was the first time in weeks I missed Victini and Meowth. I just didn't play Shuffle at all this weekend, and Victini is so important to me because it's like the easiest way to level a Pokemon, and I missed it.
What have you done?
I'm very dis I
What have you
was I
done?
was legitimately upset at this stupid free-to-play game. Our last bit of news before we wrap
They
up
have their
news
claws in
is
you.
the 8th and 9th Pokemon movies, Lucario and the Mystery of Mew, and Pokemon Ranger and the Temple of the Sea. I didn't even know that was a movie.
Doom.
Are now
Oh.
available in iTunes in the UK, the US, Canada, and Australia. US price for those HD is $14.99. Standard definition is $9.99. And this is the first time that these movies have been available in the UK. I believe they obviously hit DVD in the United States, so this is the first time you're going to be able to get them digitally in iTunes.
Forgive my ignorance, but are these the first Pokemon movies that have been available on iTunes, or just
First time
these are the first time these are available? Have they been like regularly releasing?
these are available. I believe the Entei movie is on iTunes, and I think
Okay.
the Victini movie is now. I want to look it up. I know a lot of these movies are on Hulu Plus.
What I see in the iTunes store right now is Pokemon Lucario and the Mystery of Mew and Pokemon
Oh, look at
Ranger and the
that.
Temple of the Sea, which
I could
are
have, huh? I could
those are
have
the only two
swore
I
the
see there.
Entei movie was there.
I would like to see them put more of these out. There are a lot of these that I missed because, as you know, I have not completely kept up with the anime, but some of these I'd like to watch without having to, I don't know, go through other means to acquire them.
I agree. The movies are fun in a kind of silly way. It's like watching the anime but not dedicating like 30 hours. You're only giving Pokemon an hour and a half of your time.
Right. And for the most part, they always seemed like they were kind of a one-shot story. Like, there wasn't like an ongoing plot that led up to that. It was just, that was the plot was isolated to the movie.
I'm actually surprised it took this long for those movies to arrive since iTunes has been, at least in iTunes, because they've been really good at adding the anime, and they've also been really good with the soundtracks.
Yeah.
And I guess that can kind of transition right into our stream, because we didn't finish, and apparently...
We didn't.
Much to the chat's disappointment, I didn't have the soundtrack for... Black and White 2, and I didn't have the soundtrack for Heart Gold, Soul Silver. And apparently there's one for Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire that I didn't know about. So I'm three soundtracks short, but I guess I'll have them purchased for the next stream.
Yeah, that just means we'll have it ready for round two.
Nothing but like 160 songs from Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire.
Oh, man. How many were in the Black and White soundtrack? I felt like we were listening to... You know, the music for days.
173.
And days. Yeah.
But we got Mount Coconut in there. do you wanna talk about the stream?
Sure. It was a little bit of an ambitious undertaking. 720 Pokemon and 12 hours definitely is not how that went down.
Even a day, I think, would have been rough.
Yeah, I think by the end of it, once I had, like, we had stopped and I calculated it, it would have been roughly about 24 hours for us to do everything else, because the first two, three hours were kind of spent, you know, goofing around, thinking that, oh, we got this one, we got it in the bag, no problem. And then once, like, hour four hit and we realized how few we had finished in that time period, it was kind of a kick in the butt to keep to move quicker. And I feel like it started to move. I also, you know, kind of like learned as I was going to easier ways to do things. Like towards the end, I moved to, instead of doing like one evolution tree per layer or one Pokemon per layer, doing a bunch on one layer is a lot faster than, you know, constantly switching layers.
For those of you that might be a little confused what we're talking about, Pokemon podcasts, actually today as we're recording this, because it's now 12:10 a.m., it was our five-year anniversary, 5 years of podcasting and 5 years of It's Super Effective. So in order to celebrate, I partnered with Micah, who is a world-renowned streamer on Twitch, and he already had the Twitch set up at
I mean, far from that.
Micah has the amazing talent of being a very good, what is it? Would you call it illustration, cartoonist, artist?
That I would call like probably cartoonist, but I do a lot of game art, like character design and stuff like that. I've done it for a long time, and it's mostly digital art, Photoshop with a Wacom tablet. Illustration, stuff like that. But this specifically, I guess you could call it cartooning.
So on Saturday, at noon, we started our stream of drawing 720 Pokemon. We ended at why not, which is 360 in the Pokedex. So we made it halfway through the Pokedex.
We did. Let me start this by saying let's roll back to the beginning of the day. I was like so excited about that stream that the night before, I literally, like a kid on Christmas, could not sleep. And part of it was because as I was setting up all of the overlays and the, proper cam positioning and the giveaway plugin and all that stuff, I told you that at some point everything just crashed. And this was at like 2:30 in the morning, the day before the stream, and I just immediately panicked and like survival mode kicked in, and I somehow, without fully remembering now how I did it, managed to get everything back up and running in the exact same place it was before everything crashed. But running,
Was funny because I went to bed super early that night.
right? I was like, oh, I need a couple things. And you're like, well, let me know what you need at like 10:30. You're like, I'm going to bed. I was like, okay, I'm gonna go to bed probably pretty soon too. And then 5:30 in the morning rolled around and I finally was dozing off and then waking up less than 5 hours later. But I personally, I was like raring to go. Like I was ready to keep going as long as we needed to go, but I think it was a blessing in disguise that you had, started to get kind of tired because right when we started to stop and kind of wind down, my hand was really starting to cramp, like pretty bad. So it was a good call to stop at 360. And I actually have a pretty big blister on my the finger that my pen rests on when I'm the way that I hold my pen. But it was a good time.
Yeah,
I had a lot of
it was
fun.
a crazy day. We started off the stream with like a solid 50 to 60 viewers. As the day went on, we got more and more viewers. I mean, I can't imagine that 12 p.m. was like the best time to start. Because
No, yeah. Typically it's, right around the afternoon when
done with
people
their
are.
errands or but obviously we
Right.
had to start at some time. We had a lot of people tweeting out, and I appreciate that. I'm sure Micah appreciated that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Big shout out to Pokemon Crossroads, a very awesome Pokemon website who's there. They've always been very supportive of It's Super Effective, and there's some great people over there. Big shout out to Bulbapedia and Bulba Garden. Those guys have always been really good to us and always kind of tweeted out when we've done bigger and special events like the art shows and whatnot. And they're just really great people over there. And I can't thank the guys over at Bulbapedia enough for helping out this show. And there was a very awesome Reddit post on r/Pokemon that got quite a bit of traction, as well as Micah, you had a
It
couple
did.
of your streaming friends also host the channel and send some viewers your way.
Yes. And a handful of Twitch streamers on Twitter too. The Twitch community is it always surprises me because it's I mean you hear a lot of times there's some kind of I'm trying to watch my language here. There's some pretty rough people who wander around through Twitch streams and but the streamers themselves always seem to like have each other's backs for the most part, it feels like. And I think maybe it's just kind of that understanding of like everybody knows how much work it is to run a stream and how much effort goes into it, and they're supportive of that somebody else is doing that as well. And I don't know, it's neat, but there were a bunch of people on Twitter and then a bunch of the people from the stream team that I'm a part of, which is Team Premium, a lot of Nintendo based streamers. They were all very supportive and hosting and sending people our way. One of the biggest streamers that really has helped my channel out a lot, Carly on the Moon, she didn't stream all day and was like hosting all day and sending people our way and hanging out, which was really
Yes.
cool. But man, that Super effective community. You guys are amazing.
We had a couple people hang out literally in the stream all day.
Yeah, oh yeah. They definitely dedicated their day to it. It was very
Yeah,
cool.
it was very cool, and there were people
It
who.
was fun talking to a lot of the people, a lot of, talking to the listeners, a lot of you guys. It was fun to meet you and talk to you and chat with you and joke around about, all kinds of Pokemon related things and Steve's impeccable drawing
Yeah,
skills.
there was I should have I drew two Pokemon out of the 360, and I started with Exploud, which was a terrible decision.
It was great.
But the reason I jumped on that is 'cause you said at that point your hand was hurting. That was the first time you
Yes.
verbally complained that your hand was hurting.
You saved me.
So I like in retrospect, I should have started off with like an easier Pokemon, like Ditto or Voltorb.
I wouldn't have had it any other way. I think starting with one of the most complicated looking Pokemon was the best thing that you
And
could
like I
have
kind of
done.
like I like I'm I don't want to sound like I'm making excuses, but I'm not the worst artist. But the Exploud really made it seem like I didn't know what I was doing. And I was like,
It was, I will say that, like, it was, as far as, the design and illustration are two very different monsters, and I've seen you design stuff and you're very good at it. I've never seen you draw anything, like draw a character, and I was legitimately
of how
surprised.
bad it
Like,
was.
most of the time, no, it was actually, it was surprising to me that, like, the proportion was pretty accurate and, like, the form was pretty much all there, and it wasn't like as widely terrible as I think I would have expected it to be. I don't know what that
The chat
says.
lost it. When I was drawing Explode, they thought it was like the greatest and funniest thing ever.
Was pretty amazing.
To my so we're gonna do a part two, obviously. We have to finish the Pokédex, and I'm now determined to like
Oh yeah.
draw at least one Pokemon in the next 360 to like excellent satisfaction. But I was at a disadvantage with the
We
Explode
can
because
pick.
one, like I started off with an extremely difficult Pokemon, and two, that was the first time I've ever used your Wacom tablet.
Yes.
And so it was kind of like
Yes.
not difficult, it was just like a different feeling than drawing.
I will say that you're lucky you were using the Cintiq, because if you were using one of the other tablets, there's that disconnect. For anybody that doesn't know, a Cintiq Wacom tablet it's like a display that you draw on. So what you're drawing on, how do I communicate this? You are seeing what you're drawing on underneath the
Like a sheet
pen,
of
I
paper.
guess, is the best way to describe that. So it's like normal drawing, right? But if you have the other forms of the Wacom tablet, they have a disconnect, so there's no screen. You're drawing on one thing, and you're looking at something completely different, which takes a lot of like time and practice to understand that the relationship between what your hand is doing and what's going on the screen, I guess, and communicating and drawing through that. So I think that if you weren't using the Cintiq, it would have been maybe more amazing because you would have
Yeah.
had that to struggle with too. But yeah, it takes a little bit to get used to, like just in general, drawing on a
Yeah.
tablet.
And then the other Pokemon I ended up drawing was Dusclops. I don't know why I did that
Yes.
one. I don't know if you just wanted another break at that point.
Well, Generation 3 is full of very like complicated looking Pokemon, I guess, which they're all pretty simplistic in their design for the most part. Like, for the most part, aside from, some really complicated looking ones, like Rhyhorn in Generation 1, for whatever reason, is like the most detailed Pokemon out of all of them. Aside from that, they're mostly pretty simplistic, but when you're doing all of them one after another, you get to a certain point where you're really appreciating the Dittos and the Torchics and the really simple designs. And then when you get to something like Dusclops or Xbloud. It's kind of like, I don't know. It's
It's like when you get to a math problem and you don't have a
I was getting
calculator.
tired at that point. Yeah, there you
You're just like, I can do it. I just
It's a
don't
good way
want
to
to.
describe that. I just don't want to. There was definitely a little bit of laziness that was kicking in at that point.
My Desklops was way fatter than my Xcloud, but my Desklops ended up being way fatter than it should.
That's
Proportionately, it was
true.
very wide.
It still is great.
It was very large compared to what you were drawing. So it was if you guys weren't there, if you missed the stream, we ended up going from noon Central Time to about 2:30 a.m. Because I remember I didn't leave your house till about 3.
Right.
And what was I gonna say? We did a bunch of giveaways throughout the stream. We gave away some amiibos. We gave away some. Greg, who was on the show 4 or 5 episodes ago, he bred some Happy Hour Smeargles. They were for a Japan event. They know Happy Hour. They know Payday. And if you put an amulet coin on them, they make you tons and tons of cash money.
Tons of
And we
zigzagoons.
gave some of those away. So thank you, Greg, for breeding those. We also gave away a bunch of shirts, a bunch of stickers. You gave away some drawing. It was like some sketches for people.
Yes. I will say it was very cool, like sitting next to you and drawing and interacting with chat. And when we would give away a Smeargle, there was like no delay in that. Like watching you then connecting with the person that we were just talking to in chat and actively trading that giveaway Pokemon to them all within that short time span is a pretty like it's a pretty amazing testament to
Yeah, it
modern
was really
technology, I
cool. It was
guess.
funny because when I
It was
before
cool
we
to see
started
that.
streaming, I was like, I kind of feel bad because Micah's gonna be doing all this drawing, and I'm just gonna be kind of sitting there. But I mean, not to take anything away from you because you did a lot of work. But I was like, just
No, you did. You were. It was a huge, huge help having you like talking to. Because it's hard when you're trying to focus and move quickly through a drawing, having someone sitting next to you interacting with chat and doing things, you know.
Because I was reading you questions out loud, and I was saying hi to new followers if you missed them, and I was just actively typing and talking to people in chat, and it was like I said earlier, it was like you had to be on the entire time.
Yeah, it was great. It was a good flow, I feel like.
I think the besides just being exhausted and cutting it off at 360, I think it was it's almost a relief, and it's almost exciting that we can say that we're going to do it again this August to finish the 361, because we want to do Volcanion too.
Which was a question
Yes.
that was constantly asked during the stream, which was amazing, because I titled the stream on Twitch. You have to title what your stream is called. It's not just what game you're playing or what category you're playing, and you give it a title, and that's kind of like, you know, you got to give it something catchy so that people show interest in it and things like that. And I wrote drawing all 720 Pokemon, and then happy 5 years PKMN cast. And so people saw the 720 and they immediately came in and would say, "But what about Volcanion?"
Every single time.
Which is pretty
We also had
great.
like a
Pretty
lot of
great.
people in chat that like, because we had the Pokemon soundtracks going throughout the whole thing, and they would always like they were racing each other to like name the title of the song.
Yes. Shout out to the two or three people that had the names of the songs like on the tip of their tongue every time. And we all learned together that if you don't know what a track is called, it's actually called When
Yes.
Trainers' Eyes Meet.
Man, trainers' eyes meet. We don't have a firm August date of when we're gonna start part two. I'm actually gonna
Right.
open my calendar right now because Am I in the right year? So I have a wedding that weekend. So maybe either August 15th or 22nd. Probably do another Saturday again. So it'll
Right.
probably be one of those 2 days. Micah and I will have to work out the fine details of what kind of works the best. But we're going to pretty much do the same thing again. Stream until the Pokédex is done. Do a bunch of giveaways still. I still have a ton of shirts, a ton of stickers. We're going to pick up some more amiibos to give away. But if you missed it this past weekend, it's cool that we get to do it again for the people who loved it the first time and to like have all those people back because that was fantastic. And then it's cool that if you missed it, like you didn't miss it fully because we're going to do it again.
Right, and we will finish it. I also wanted to give a shout out to Envision or TripsyX, who's one of the guys that I stream with on Tuesdays. We play terrible games together. He works at a local bar, 42 Lounge, which I believe you've worked with in the past for
Yes.
shows and stuff like that, for after parties. And he had it on all day, and he said that. I talked to him today, and he said that throughout the day, people were coming in asking what we were doing, and then just watching, like, and saying that it was really awesome. And he said there were a couple people who had the like Bulbapedia or something open on their phone, and they would say, "Oh, the next one's gonna be so and so," and then they're like, "The next one's gonna be Goldine," and then when I would start drawing Goldine, they'd be like, "Look, like." So they had it. They had us on all day, and they had,
That's awesome.
active, consistent viewership from
That's really
them, which was
cool.
pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean we didn't blow away like Steam records or anything. I think at one point we had 250 some people watching. And we were number one on the creative channel
Right.
for a little bit as well. Yeah, so it was a super
Yep.
good feeling. I know like not everyone was able to not everyone was able to watch on Saturday or dedicate the time, but the people who did very much appreciated.
Yes, thank you very much. It just a little like, numbers breakdown. I had started that stream with around 550 followers, and by the end of it, by the end of the day, I had almost doubled that. I'm talking about difference between one day and that 550 that I had accumulated over the course of the last almost year, which is was so mind-blowing to me. And I was on such a like ecstatic high afterwards that I had a ton of energy when we ended, and then I immediately crashed like a baby. It was like to your community, thank you everybody for coming out, and thank you for experiencing it with us and being active and seemingly enjoying it. It
Yeah.
was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was I can't wait to do it again, and my hope is actually to have a bunch more bred Pokemon from other people in the PKMN cast community and kind of get those out to you guys and trade more and do more stuff during the stream, even though I felt like there wasn't like a break.
Yeah.
But it was really fun.
I will be also picking up some other amiibos to give away, which
Yeah,
I'm
we
excited
just had
to.
Pikachus, because they were easy to find, but
I personally am a collector of amiibos, so I
unfortunately, you are a collector.
unfortunately, I have made the poor life decisions to collect amiibos. But I would like to, on my end, pick up some a little bit more variation as far as Pokemon amiibos go, because there are a few Pokemon amiibos aside from Pikachu. What those will be, I'm not sure yet.
What you can find is the question.
Oh, I can find them.
Yeah, I think that kind of wraps up the show for you guys. We really just wanted to do a little bit of news, It's kind of actually been slow for news, as you can tell from the Korean and Hong Kong news. But we hit the first Patreon goal of guaranteeing 4 episodes a month, unless I had a really good excuse. And I guess I could have used a 14-hour stream as a really good excuse of not giving you guys an episode, because I gave you 14 hours of my face. But when I messaged Micah and he said he would be able to sneak one in tonight, I was like, that would be a great podcast, because we can talk about the stream for those who weren't there, and it would be a great kind of like, hey, 5 years, that was pretty exciting, even though we've only finished half
Yeah.
the Pokédex. So glad
Even though
he
we
had.
only got halfway through it, and I said it quite a bit on the stream and on social media to everybody that, because it's just you and I here, but congratulations to you in specific, and then to everybody who has participated in the Pokemon podcast in a more general sense of in for 5 years of great work and
Yeah.
good podcasting, good times,
For some reason, you guys listen to this show.
good vibes.
So yeah, before we go, there will probably be another. We normally get the podcast out on Monday. This one's not coming out till Tuesday. That's probably going to be the same for next week, because I'm not getting back from vacation until Sunday night. And normally, the show is recorded on Sunday morning, edited Sunday night, and then put out for you guys on Monday. So. You'll get a podcast next week, no doubt. It will just probably be a day or two late. So appreciate you guys understanding. I'm very excited for my vacation. And I probably said this before, but I will be at Gen Con in Indianapolis. So if you are there, you guys know my Twitter. It's at Dragging Lake. Just tweet at me and we'll meet up. But that was the first time I met Logan last year, was at Gen Con. And obviously Logan was I'm not saying Logan was on the show because we met at Gen Con. But it was cool to meet Logan there for the first time. So if you guys are going to Gen Con, please tweet at either at Dragon Lake or at Pokemon Podcast. I would absolutely love to meet you if you're there. I'm a big board gamer. Actually, Micah is also a very big board gamer.
Yes, it's still undetermined whether or not I'll be at Gen Con. I'm gonna go ahead and say at this point, probably not.
I feel I know like right now it's a no, but like I feel like
I feel like
you're going to show
it's
up.
kind of nice this year because I have the freedom to just be like, oh, it's Saturday at 6 in the morning. I feel like I could drive the 5 hours to Indianapolis and just spend like a day or two there and then come back.
Michael, where can our listeners find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Micah the Brave, MICAH the Brave, or of course on Twitch at twitch.tv/ Mike of the Brave.
Awesome, and we'll get you guys hopefully by the next episode some firm details of part two of our anniversary stream. You guys can
Yes.
follow me on Twitter at Dragging a Lake. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at Pokemon Podcast, and yeah, we're on. Obviously, you're listening to this right now, so if you don't know, we are on iTunes, we are on SoundCloud, we are on Stitcher, we are on Overcast. Whatever podcast app you use, we're there. If we're not on your favorite podcast app, please let me know, and I can make that happen. For all of you who sent in emails, I have all of them. A lot of great emails. We will get to those next week, I promise, because I doubt there will be Pokemon news. So we got to talk about something. That's
Never say
true.
never.
And
They're gonna reveal a game over the
and.
weekend while you're at Gen Con.
I want to thank all our Patreon backers as well. If you are not a Patreon backer, you can go over to patreon.com/itssupereffective and give us money, preferably $1 from your wallet a month. That's $12 a year. And you can support the show on Patreon, and you get access to our Slack community, which has over 70 members, 70 amazing members who are consistently battling, consistently trading, consistently breeding Pokemon for each other. Or doing Splatoon tournaments, or talking about wrestling, or doing more than Pokemon, but still a lot of Pokemon. Right now, Yeah, that
It's
there
pretty
are
amazing.
awesome people, and right now they are doing a 16-man tournament, and the winner will actually get some prizes provided by me. So that's all very exciting. So if you are not a Patreon backer and you want to support the show, you can head over to patreon.com/itssupereffective to do so. If money is not your thing, if you don't want to give us money, that's totally fine. It's Super Effective will always be free. But if you want to do something to help us out without giving us money, if you go over to iTunes, even if you don't use iTunes, just go over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. That would help other people find It's Super Effective. And that's a really easy way to support the show without giving us money. Otherwise, I think that's it. Thank you, Micah, for last minute being on.
Thank you for having me
Yes, no
at
problem.
this minute.
Do you know how the ending of the show works?
Yes.
All right. All right, here we go. This has been another episode of the Pokemon Podcast, and we are
Very tired and need to go to bed. And also super effective.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.